Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference with me is Mary Kay Thatcher with the American Farm Bureau Federation, and she spoke to the industry today about, well, basically about the Farm Bill and more than ever. But tell me about what you made a few predictions. You went out on a limb. What do you think is going to happen with the Farm Bill?
I think probably we're unfortunately going to take a pretty fair amount of cuts this year. We're looking at probably in the range of $30 to $40 billion out of the commodity and the conservation title. Now, we could get lucky and the Gang of Six proposal could move forward, and that'd be great because that's only $11 billion, a whole lot easier to come up with. But if indeed we lose that much money, it'll sort of require us to write a farm bill in the next couple of weeks to come up with that funding cuts, and then to write it next year for really then reevaluating what we have left to make sure we have an adequate safety net, as well as doing all the other titles in the Farm Bill like research and rural development and credit and livestock that we don't talk about as much because it's not really part of the money solution.
Well, and what about like food stamps and things like that? That's part of the Farm Bill, right?
Yes, and we'd have to look at the food stamp program. I think there'll be a pretty interesting look at it. There's been a lot of discussion about the fraud, waste, and abuse, and no question that that program has a lot less of those problems now than it did 4 or 5 years ago, but there's probably still some issues there, and I think that there will be members that will look at the food stamp program and say, hey, it's 75% of the agriculture budget right now. We can't let it go unscathed. It has to also take cuts.
Now, this is your seventh farm bill, you said. Is it getting less fun as it goes along?
It's absolutely getting less fun. It's getting more challenging every time. I mean, this will be the worst one. We're used to writing farm bills in times of deficits. We've written every farm bill except the O2 in times of deficit, but never with this much deficit problem. And so it's really going to be scrutinized. The other thing that is somewhat unique about this farm bill is that prices for virtually every commodity are pretty darn good. So there is no sympathy factor out there that we have to have a safety net. And that's difficult because we have to explain to a lot of members of Congress who don't know better that a farm bill isn't a one-year bill, and you write it for bad times as well as good. So a lot of education efforts will have to occur.
Right, and that's probably one of the biggest things that changed over seven farm bills is that you have more and more of a disconnect in Congress between our food and how it's produced.
Absolutely more of a disconnect. You know, we've got fewer farmers in Congress than we had back in the 80s. We've got fewer people who represent rural areas. Every time we redistrict, we get fewer and fewer. So we've just got to do a better job of educating them. And I think one of the things that came out today was we've got to do a better job of using people like Congressman Fincher, who was on the panel here, who is a farmer, to have him turn around and lobby those other members of Congress, too, that just don't understand the issues.
One of the programs that you think is going to be looked at quite a bit is conservation programs. Tell me about that.
Well, there's a lot of money in the conservation programs. In fact, we're now looking at conservation programs costing more than commodity programs for the next 10 years. Now, neither of those total up to crop insurance. It indeed is about $20 billion more than both of those. But I think we have to look at the fact that we've got 23 conservation programs now, and we're spending a lot of money and a lot of effort in trying to administer that many different programs. And there will be, I feel pretty certain, a move to combine some of those, maybe have 3, 4, 5 programs when we're done instead. And, you know, I think the good news about that is that maybe we can save on administrative cost and have more money to leave in farmers' pockets if we do that.
Every one of the last several farm bills, it's been, we've looked at an income cap, and we've gotten some to begin with, but it seems like that might be a bigger issue as well in the next farm bill.
We're absolutely going to talk about payment limits and adjusted gross income again, although that is not new. That's something it seems like we've been talking about forever. But we have a lot of fear out there that if the Obama-led discussions do a prescriptive approach where the House and Senate Ag Committees don't get to decide how the cuts are made, but it's just prescribed from on high, that there's very likely to be a lower adjusted gross income put in, not because it really saves that much money, but because it's very important to the administration. And the number that we're here rattling around is a $250,000 limit, which would be down from $500,000 and $750,000, so a pretty significant drop.
And that would especially impact farmers here in the Southeast.
It would. There's a lot of folks down here who haven't adjusted gross. Now, that's not profit, and that's important to make sure we tell our urban friends we're not talking about $250,000 in profit. We're talking about adjusted gross income. But it would probably fall far more on the southeastern producers than elsewhere in the country.
What can producers do at this point?
I think they just have to keep talking to their members of Congress and reiterating again, we want in agriculture to do something about the budget deficit. We're willing to do our fair share, but we don't want to do more than our fair share. And, you know, if you look at $30 or $40 billion in cuts, that's probably three or four or five times more than our fair share. So we ought to be raising a lot of concerns about that. And then we certainly ought to say to them, you know, regardless of what the number is, my member of Congress, make sure the House and Senate Ag Committees get to write it, because those are the people who really understand how one program affects another. I think we'll get a much better piece of legislation than we will if we just let the Obama group prescribe what happens to us.
All right. Thank you very much. Mary Kay Thatcher here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference in Panama City. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.